Hello and welcome to 39 Words, a contemplative journey to the cross of Christ. Today is day 10, and the word for today, injustice. Because of the state of humanity, life is difficult and unfair. We like to believe that somehow in this life we'd make it all right. We yearn for the good guys to win, for the stolen things to be returned, and for the bad guys to be called into account. We see glimpses of this, but it is always not enough. The broken world can't be duct taped together and made completely functional. Often this law of the world provokes us to sing the words of Tom Waits' heart-wrenching chorus. Why wasn't God watching? Why wasn't God listening? Why wasn't God there? But Jesus beckons us to trust even when we can't make heads or tails out of our lives. To live as Christ is to take on the impossible task of making the world right again. We call this justice. To live as Christ is to suffer joyfully in the fellowship of others. We call this community. To live as Christ is to forgive what cannot be righted. We call this grace. To live as Christ is to give what is not deserved and to celebrate the progressing steps of those far from God. We call this life. If we seek justice, we understand that God has been there, watching and listening all the time. And today Jesus says to you, beloved, I know you. I know your struggles. Like you, I've suffered injustice and abandonment. I walked down rejection road and despised drive. So you've got a fellow traveler. Take me with you. Come to me if you're tired, messed up, and strung out. And I'll give you the rest that you need. The watermark of the believer is that God empowers us to bring hope to those who suffer from the relentless onslaught of an imperfect world. Lord Jesus, Son of God, one vision of your frame on a cross screams of injustice. And yet, through this injustice, you made the world right again. Thank you for your suffering. Please teach me what it means to make all things new.